His name is Dr. Jack Rozdilski. He teaches at Western Illinois University, which offers the state's only degree program in emergency management. Rozdilski says some lessons about the subject were learned after a tornado devastated the southern Illinois community of Harrisburg nearly 2 years ago.
One idea is the importance of supporting local emergency management agencies at the county level. Despite the challenging budget times in the state of Illinois, emergency management offices need year-round support, not only during times of disaster, but during peacetime. And we determined that when emergency operation offices have personnel and equipment to enable them to respond, the response takes place much more effectively. A second thing that we've learned is especially relevant to what we're looking at in western and central Illinois. When a tornado goes through an urbanized area and destroys neighborhoods, we have a lot of debris going up in the air, but that debris comes down somewhere. Where it comes down is the surrounding farmland. An important but overlooked aspect of tornado recovery would be debris removal in farmland, because if we look at even small pieces of debris that get incorporated into the soil nearby farms come planting season, this may create a large problem for the farming community. So Harrisburg was very innovative in a way in which they organized farmland debris removal, which is something important for us in the Midwestern United States.
You say it was innovative in Harrisburg. How so?
1 week after the disaster, local emergency management, in cooperation with Future Farmers of America, coordinated a large volunteer effort of FFA members from around the state to essentially walk farm fields adjacent to Harrisburg, Illinois, to pick up farm debris. This disaster happened in February, so we were approaching the 2012 planting season. And by taking fast action to gather the debris and remove it from the fields before planting season, allowed for the local farming community to be less impacted than what it could have been.
You are planning to head to some of these communities to do some research. So as a researcher, what are you looking for when you head into a disaster scene?
First and foremost, we have to consider that we had a tragedy to hit fellow citizens in the state of Illinois. And first, what we would like to do is provide assistance in any way possible to selected communities when appropriate. That's the first thing that we look at. Now, in terms of looking at disaster management, I think it's safe to say that this will not be that what happened on Sunday, November 17, we've seen from a long history of tornadoes in the state, will not be the only time these types of disasters occur in our communities. By researching what happens during the initial response phases and the transition from response to recovery, we can learn what works very well, so we can replicate that in our emergency management activities in our state. We can also look at perhaps what did not work out as well as we may have thought and provide that information to emergency management authorities so that they may better manage the next disasters.
Jack Rozdilski of Western Illinois University is an expert on disaster recovery efforts. He says everyone should have a NOAA weather alert radio to receive warnings about severe weather, which he says can strike in Illinois any time of the year. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.